Jonah chapter 1 and verse 3. In the first two verses we read that God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach against it. And although that may seem very negative, preach against it, in fact, it was a tremendous mark of God's mercy and compassion upon this people at Nineveh. Think if he had left them in ignorance to perish. Warnings of judgment. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Warnings of everlasting condemnation. The preaching in God's word of the fact of judgment and hell to come is not an act of God's vengeance. It's an act of mercy towards sinners. He offers them, by such warnings, opportunity to seek the Lord while he may be found, and to call upon him while he is near. One of the greatest curses that God can impose upon a people is to leave them in blissful, inverted commas, ignorance of their eternal damnation to come. So God, in mercy to Nineveh, would warn them through the prophet Jonah. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. God commanded Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, go to Nineveh. But Jonah ran away. Not only from the commission, not only from Nineveh, but he ran away from the Lord. God, deliver me from doing this. I speak to all my believing friends listening to me. God, deliver us from running away from what God commands us. Because if we do, we're running away from God himself. He ran away from the Lord. It says again in verse 3, twice, to flee from the Lord, to run away from the Lord. It's emphatic. It shows us that the best of men are men at best. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. He wanted to keep silent. He tried to keep silent. He tried to avoid the difficult commission that God had given him. He wanted to escape. He disobeyed God when he found a ship. He paid the fare. He went down. He went aboard. He sailed. It all went so easily, so deliberate and decided. He was determined to oppose God, to run away from God, to avoid God and his commission. How swiftly and easily and neatly and smoothly it all went. It all fitted together. Clearly it was providential. Obviously it was all okay. And he managed to avoid serving God. We know that we must not judge the Lord by feeble sense. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his works in vain. And of course that usually means when things are bad in our lives, we can misread God's kindness to us. But here we're seeing it the other way around. Things are going easily and well and smoothly. I get the ship, I get the fare, I've got the berth, I'm away. Everything's going easily. But no. He's judging the Lord by feeble sense if he judges that way. Things are all fitting together. But he's going for Tarshish when he's got to go to Nineveh. Now why did Jonah want to evade God's word, avoid God himself, not go to Nineveh? Was he afraid? Did he feel his own inadequacy? Well, I could understand that. Is it, well, these are Gentiles, they're not Jews. I could understand that in the Old Covenant. Is he amazed at God? He can't believe his ears. Does he despair of success? Make a fool of himself? Does he fear the unpleasantness the loneliness, the dangerous risk that he's taking. By the way, if there's any young man listening to me and he's attracted by the romance of preaching, he should take a good look at Jonah. There's a serious responsibility about it, and there's a natural fear about it. He's an impulsive man, and he runs on his feelings. And of course there was a pioneering work here. There's nobody else gone to Nineveh. It's a difficult, lonely task. Did he question himself, have perplexities and fears? As I say, the Gentile-Jew question. Remember Peter, the problem he had in Acts chapter 10 in bringing himself in the days of the New Covenant after Pentecost. But he still had that wrestling match in Acts chapter 10. Three times the Lord had to show him. But the fact is, whatever the reasons we bring, Jonah was disobedient. He chose the easy path to avoid the difficult. But the difficult path was right here. He trusted his own reason, his impulses, his circumstances, all going well. But God had spoken to him. The word of the Lord had come to Jonah. Go to Nineveh. But Jonah ran away from the Lord. And he'd gone his own way. And of course we know, Jonah chapter 4 and verse 2, we know the reason underlying. He said, I knew that you are a compassionate and merciful God, and you make a fool of me. I will preach judgment, and I guess what will happen. You will have mercy upon them, and the people will laugh at me. And he didn't want to be made a fool of. What a remarkable thing. Jonah, your heart is not right here. But I don't condemn you only. I condemn myself. I want a heart full of love for sinners. And however foolish I'm made to look, I want to become a fool for Christ's sake. Have you ever heard of the man who was walking up the street with a sandwich board, and on the front it said, I'm a fool for Christ's sake. And people laughed. And after he'd gone by, they looked back, and on the back it said, and whose fool are you? Jesus was thought mad. Paul was thought mad. John the Baptist must have been thought mad. All true believers must give this impression that they're beside themselves. Jonah going to preach to a great city, declaring God's judgment. Did he not want to be made a fool of, especially if God would have mercy upon them? But whatever the reason, however he worked it out, everything went smoothly as he ran away from God. Beware, believer. Let us not try to get round God's commission to us. He has spoken plainly to us in his word. We have to go and testify to the saving grace of Christ to sinners. Oh, it's difficult. I speak to myself. It's easy in a pulpit, but in one-to-one, in private conversation, how difficult it can be. But may we be fools for Christ's sake. It may take various forms. Some go in the open air. Some write. Some declare. But it must be this personal testimony, I'm sure. God give us grace to learn from Jonah. May we not run away from facing the difficult responsibilities. I remind you of Tyndale again. And of course in Tyndale's day, for a man to stand against the king, to stand against the might of Rome, could cost him his life. Look at Tyndale and many, many others. Thomas Bilney, Frith and others. They suffered. Latimer, Ridley. Yes, all these men, Hooper, burned at the stake for declaring to a bitter, hating people, especially those in authority, the judgment and the mercy of God, the warnings and the offerings of grace and invitations to Christ. They paid with their lives. And there are some of our brothers and sisters, even to this hour, in a similar position. But I want to rebuke myself above all. May I not go into the preaching ministry of the gospel for the kudos and the status. Even if I become a fool, may I be a fool for Christ's sake and be willing to take the most lonely, dangerous, difficult path, and in God's help, by His Spirit, not in the power of flesh, but in the power of His Spirit, to raise my voice even against a pagan darkness and a pagan people. Well, here's a warning. Jonah ran away from the Lord. But Jonah ran away from the Lord, even though the word of the Lord had come to him. God, give us grace, my brother and sister, not to run away from the word of the Lord. An unbeliever, of course, that's precisely what you're doing. God commands you to repent. He warns you of coming judgment, and what do? You stop your ears to it. You run away. I challenge you by Jonah. The best thing, the only thing you should do, is when God speaks to you, warns you, believe Him. When He invites you, return to Him. Come to Him. Seek Him now. Trust Him now. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Do not put this off. Learn from Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. The word of the Lord has come to you. But Jonah ran away from the Lord. You can't keep running, my friend. For it is appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. Don't run away from God. Run to God. Run to God in Christ by His Spirit. And receive Him now as your Savior and your Lord.